97.
And today would have been Bob Marley's 81st birthday. The reggae legend's music carried messages of peace, resistance, and change around the world. But behind Marley's unmistakable voice and global success was a far more complex man. Hot 1027's Natasha Thorpe takes a look.
Bob Marley pushed love and unity through his music, but the man behind it was intense, driven, and shaped by hardship. Raised in one of Kingston's poorest neighborhoods, he learned early how to survive, and that experience shaped how he saw the world and how he made music.
We describe our music as ode to consciousness. Revolutionary music.
That revolutionary edge came from real life. At home, those who knew him, like his eldest son, Ziggy, describe a man who was relentless, disciplined, and sometimes fiery.
He had an edge to him. You know, he grew up in the streets. That's a side of him people might not know. People think, oh, he's peaceful, but he had an edge to him.
In the 1970s, Jamaica was tearing itself apart with political violence.
In the streets of Kingston, Jamaica, ghetto gangs translated the campaign battle of words into deadly armed showdowns.
Marley pushed for unity, surviving an assassination attempt, and later bringing rival leaders together on stage at the One Love Peace Concert.
One heart, let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
For Marley, his music and the revolution behind it wasn't about power or money.
Have you made millions of dollars?
No.
Are you a rich man?
What do you mean rich? What do you mean?
Do you have a lot of possessions? A lot of money in the bank?
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of riches. My riches is life.
And his life, he famously said, wasn't about himself.
My life not important to me. My life is for people.
Bob Marley died in 1981. He was just 36. But decades on, his music and its message still belongs to people. Natasha Thorpe, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.